Millions of people already seem comfortable putting the details of their personal lives up on MySpace, complete with pictures. Small cameras are cheap, and video can easily be streamed on the Internet. So Justin Kahn wondered, why not put everything online? Everything. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, he's living his life with the camera strapped to his head.
It's not as if it's a new idea.
We're going to pick one person, and we're going to put that person's life on television all day long, live.
The 1999 movie Ed TV was about a guy who became the focus of a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week television show of his life. But Justin Kahn says he decided to strap a lipstick camera to his head before he'd even seen it.
I swear I came up with the idea myself, but no one ever believes me now. They're like, oh, it's so much like Ed TV.
After very little sleuthing, I literally caught up with Kahn eating lunch in South Park in San Francisco. He was easy to find because I could see where he was by looking at Justin TV.
Before launching the show, I had been running with the camera around for about 3 months, kind of as we built out the technology and stress tested it. And at this point, you know, I kind of feel naked without it.
The small camera is strapped to a hat on the right side of Kahn's head just above the ear, so it sits at eye level. We really get to see the world from his point of view.
Well, I mean, this is a true story, right? We're not making this up. Everything's unscripted. This is really what it's like to, you know, be Justin Kahn or, like, follow Justin Kahn around all day, every day.
Fans of Justin TV can watch him shop, eat, sleep, work, ride the bus, even get interviewed by NPR in real time.
I think my editor in Washington is watching this as you and I are speaking, because he was supposed to. And
if he is, actually, I'm hoping that, like, he'll just call my cell phone right now, because that would be fun.
Yeah, it's him. Hey, Jeff. Clearly, Americans love reality shows. Survivor was probably the first really big mainstream reality TV hit, but the love affair with watching real life unfold before the lens goes back at least to the late 1940s when Candid Camera debuted. In the early 1970s, there was the documentary series An American Family on PBS, which followed the lives of the Loud family. Still, one might wonder, what is so interesting about watching the mundane activities of a 23-year-old living in San Francisco? Yet tens of thousands of people have been doing it every day and chatting about it in real time since the launch of Justin TV about 3 weeks ago.
We all don't like looking at accidents, but it's the one thing we can't wait to see happen.
That's right. Kind of like rubbernecking on the highway. Justin TV fan Chris Perillo admits it's the same impulse that has him absorbed in Kahn's life.
What if Justin gets accosted on the street? You never know who he's going to run into or who's going to run into him or what's going to happen.
Justin TV runs in the background on the computer of Perillo's Seattle home all day. The fact that there is no editor makes Justin TV more appealing to him than carefully crafted and even scripted reality TV. While the 33-year-old Perillo says he could never put his life in front of a camera, maybe the under-30 crowd cares less about privacy. Go to MySpace, and you find personal information about individual loves, lives, and tastes. Judith Donath, a professor of media arts and sciences at the MIT Media Lab, says this may be the internet generation's way of rebelling.
The more warnings they have that this is dangerous, in some ways it makes it more appealing. In 15 years, when they're older and risk-taking is less interesting, they may be much more reticent about what they say.
But Justin Kahn claims he plans to keep this up possibly for the rest of his life, and his company has plans to expand. Paul Graham of the seed capital firm Y Combinator gave Kahn and his associates $50,000 in startup money, which Graham believes was well spent.
Their ultimate plan is to replace television, right? Their ultimate plan is to make a sort of a web TV channel that has hundreds of different people walking around with cameras on their heads.
The idea of an army of people broadcasting themselves and those around them might sound frightening to some, but Justin TV is already bringing in ad dollars. And despite the lack of privacy, Kahn isn't having any problems getting dates. But just how much of an appetite does the public have for watching total reality TV, especially when most people could leave their computers and take a walk rather than watch someone else do it? Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Hello?
This is NPR, National Public Radio.